Producer Jason out in Madison. We had some technical difficulties, and he is like MacGyver. He's got us running this show through our cell phones. So big shout out for making this happen, for saving the day on my second show. And speaking of shows, and we do guarantee the technology will be consistent and improve. The Walk Radio is giving out $50,000 in grants to small businesses to advertise here on this new station that is All Things Waukesha. So more info, in fact, send an email to info@walkradio.com, that's WAUK radio.com, to inquire about that if you're interested in getting a grant. So you hear that, Mary Jane? So apply for a grant. So anyway, so we are back with Alicia, and also Jason is wearing a Packers hoodie. Alicia has her Aaron Rodgers jersey on, and as Jason had revealed last week, kind of embarrassing me, that I'm also a Buffalo Bills fan, as you'll see, because I was born and raised there. And you know, the Bills are the Packers of the AFC, a small-town team representing a small market, and real hard-working Americans that love the cold weather, and so on. And former Packer Micah Hyde made an amazing interception in the playoff game against the Patriots last week, so we have to acknowledge that, that Packers-Bills brotherhood. So, anyway, back to Alicia. And Alicia gave me permission to ask an uncomfortable question. Alicia lived in that building that we saw in the news that was condemned. And she tell us about it and tell us how you're dealing with that.
Sure. So it has been obviously pretty difficult the last month and a half. We've been, all of us, trying to figure out and navigate what we're going to do next. One of the things that I've been trying to do is help as much as possible. I'm one of those people that's a helper. So when something bad happens, I want to see what I can do to make it easier for everyone else, including myself, obviously. So with that in mind, I've made sure to do what I can to connect residents with resources, make sure that we're able to communicate with each other as we're spread out now, unfortunately. So you can't just go knock on your neighbor's door anymore, which has made me really sad. I miss my neighbors being my neighbors. But with that said, we are working together. We're getting through it. And I think it's going to be probably a long process before we have full answers about what's all going to happen. We do know that we have a raise order from the city, but how that's going to work logistically, we're not sure yet.
Sure. And on this note, and it is probably a perhaps more difficult question, is in the city within the last news year, there have been issues with former colleagues and where they reside and if they reside in the district. And how are you reconciling that, knowing that, I don't know if you are living in District 11 currently in light of the forced relocation, but what's going on with that?
Sure. So my priority is making sure that I still live downtown. That would be my priority whether or not I was running for alderman. I've been here for 9 years in the downtown area, and I've always wanted to live downtown. I truly love downtown Waukesha. With that in mind, obviously, I do know that I need to live within the district by the time of the election. That shouldn't be a problem. I've been working with my realtor to see what my options are to make sure that I can find a home that's real close to downtown and within the 11th district.
Sounds great. And I want to clarify a legal point that you made known to me, I believe it was back in December, that legally, for the purposes of the election, you are allowed to use what is considered your current address, the building that was condemned.
Correct. So, yeah, the way that residency works is I have sort of a temporary place that I'm staying, but my address is still the Horizon West condominiums. That will be my address.
Legally, that can remain on the ballot, or if people question that legally that's
correct. So one of the things that I did almost immediately after finding out that I couldn't live in my home anymore was to call the Wisconsin Elections Commission to make sure that I was doing everything correctly. With that said, right now I'm still staying on an air mattress, unfortunately, but I hope that that'll change very soon.
Terrific. Now, you do have to concede that downtown Alicia Helbenslade doesn't sound as good as downtown Donnie Brown, correct?
I can concede that. Okay. My name's much harder to say.
There you go. Sounds terrific. And then another thing where we disagree on, or maybe not necessarily disagree, but we're on different camps, is that you are a Crush member, and I'm a Spring City member. These are the two great wine bars in downtown Waukesha, and, you know, how do you live with yourself? I'm just kidding. Crush is a
well,
great place.
You know what? Actually, I go to both. I actually did an awesome wine tasting at Spring City recently. So, and then I did one at Crush, actually, not too long ago. So I do enjoy making sure that I patronize all of the downtown businesses. So, yes, I'm a member at Crush, but that doesn't mean I neglect anyone else.
And so you'll use this same approach then in terms of forming coalitions and collaborations and meaningful relationships with people on the other side of the aisle, if you will, even though you're in a nonpartisan role.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to make sure that everything is a true conversation. I want to make sure that whatever we're doing is going to be the best thing for Waukesha.
Sure.
So if we have a conversation and we really talk through whatever the issue is, whatever that item on the agenda might be, we can come up with the best solution for Waukesha, and that should be the priority.
Sounds terrific. And what, for those of you on the air that can't see, is what's really impressive to me, especially in this very polarizing political world, is that, you know, Aaron is still here. He's actually talking with Mary Jane, and I'm really impressed by the civility that these two opponents have displayed here. And when I was talking to Aaron earlier in the week, he had some very positive things to say about Alicia, as well as about the incumbent, Len Miller. And again, we do plan on having Len, hopefully on the next show, if not, certainly before the February 15th primary, so we want to give Len equal time. And but, you know, Alicia, what do you have to say about Aaron and Len?
Well, I've definitely had more conversations with Aaron. I tend to run into him just here and there, so I will say that he has, yes, been very cordial and civil. This is not a mean race. We're not out to get each other. We truly, I think, both want what's best for Waukesha, and I think that all three of us are going to be committed to making sure that we do what is going to keep Waukesha moving forward, especially as we come out of some of these terrible things that have happened over the last couple of years. So, yeah, I would say that, yes, this is a civil race, and I don't have anything bad to say about anyone that's in this race.
Terrific. Sounds good. Now, let me ask you this. What, in addition to your current political work, which you have some extensive experience, and then can you tell us about your professional work and how that could be leveraged to make you a good member of the council?
Sure. So I have been in sales for a little over a decade now. I've actually moved into a leadership role within my company. I've been there for about 3 years in that role. That's really helped me to navigate some of those higher level conversations and making sure that the employees within my department are aware of things, helping them kind of get through changes when changes happen. And it's made me a better communicator overall. And I think that that's really key, especially with, you know, the platform that I'm running on, is making things more accessible.
Terrific. Sounds good. Well, Alicia, I got time for one more question, and tell us one more thing about yourself that you'd like the public to know about you that they perhaps don't.
Sure. Well, I know that I've said that I'm a truly passionate advocate for downtown, but it's more than that. I'm definitely a truly passionate person about small businesses. I have been going to Small Business Saturday to do most of my Christmas shopping every year. I like to make sure that I find just the right thing. So instead of just ordering from Amazon, I like to really browse and find that something special, or to make sure that I'm not going to some large corporation to pick up a bottle of wine, but going to one of my small businesses that'll help me out. So even if I'm out of town, that's what I like to do. So when I'm up north, I go up to Krivitz, but I am familiar with Mercer. But yeah, I've got a couple of small businesses that I always stop in when I'm up there as well.
That sounds great. Well, Alicia, I'm grateful for your time and certainly grateful for Aaron's time coming in. And so if you're in District 11, take a hard look at these two candidates, as well as, you know, give your incumbent Len Miller a good looking over. So we had Alicia Halbin-Slavin here, and Aaron Spencer. We wish you the best of luck with the primary. And, you know, like I said, maybe we'll be having you on again, one of you or maybe both of you, for the April election, and we'll talk some real turkey. So I want to thank everyone for bearing with us, for dealing with the feedback. So you now know how a lot of our servicemen and women overseas are getting radio, or how they did in the old days with, like, Air America. So good morning, Vietnam. But I want to thank again Jason for his incredible work. And then to all of you, please call the show when we're on. We're gonna allow for some calls. The number here again is 844-967-2789. Don't forget to take advantage of Jamboree while it's still going on, jamboree.org. And I'm going to try to make it over to Spring City today with my wife around like 5-ish before the Packers game, maybe get a glass of wine and a snack before we do the real hardcore cheese and sausage fest during the Packer game. So, hey, thanks again for tuning in with us, Waukesha. We will see you next week, same time. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Have a great Saturday, everybody. Thanks again.
Up in the wharf and a rusty tin can and all her bore. When the cards been dealt and the rosary called and a fiddle playing Chandonnay. And the next time I see you, we'll down at the Grace. There'll be whiskey and Sunday and tears and our cheeks for stupid the laugh and it's